Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can listen or download this or any of my shows at my radio show page at bruceallen.com, as well as find order forms for my book at the store and all my columns and all my blogs. You could also, and I'd really appreciate it, if you would like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We are almost at 4,000 moms and dads from around the world, and you can follow me on Twitter. Today we talked about good guys and bad guys, and I must say I got a little caught up in the topic, especially during my time with Wayne Levine, who was gracious enough to be my guest for two segments for the men's room. And we also talked about it in a wholly different context with Jim Scheinberg for Family Financial Matters. I did mention my book before. It's called A Dad's Point of View. We are half the equation. It is perfect for anyone who is a parent or was a child. You like that slogan? Here it is again. My book is perfect for anyone who is a parent or was a child. Sort of covers all bases, don't you think? And that is the motto of the A Dad's Point of View, which is the hashtag sign, the number sign, followed by A-D-A-D-S-P-O-V, A-D-A-D-S-P-O-V. That's the Twitter chat that occurs each Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it's a fascinating thing to do if you've never done a Twitter chat. You can read about that also on my blog section at bruceallen.com. We talked about good guys and bad guys. There was a quote from Gordon Gekko, which we talked about in, I think, with Jim, that I think is worth repeating because it's just so darn deliciously evil. He said in the movie, "Parents are the bones where children sharpen their teeth." I think somewhere along the line, it became cool in Hollywood to muddy the lines between good guys and bad guys. And I'm not sure, I'm not a film historian, but I sort of think it began somewhere around the time in 1967 when Arthur Penn made the famous movie about Bonnie and Clyde that starred the young and absolutely gorgeous Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway. And he glorified evil in a way that I'm not sure we've ever come back from. During World War II, Hollywood glorified patriotism in a way that we have long forgotten. I think today Hollywood is more anti-American than pro. Newspapers and television seem more interested in the dirt than the positive of our country. Good friend and my occasional writing partner, David Weber, Professor David E. Weber, wrote the following on this subject. "What I yearn for from the good old days is the inflexible commitment, which ended in the 70s, to think of news and public information as something that a television network did because it was the right thing to do, even though it was not a moneymaker." Wow. When I grew up, I knew whom to root for and who to root against. I sort of miss the white and black hats. Again, today's topic was good guys and bad guys. Next week, we will be talking about lessons to learn from the death of Amy Winehouse. I don't normally write extremely topical material, but like so many people, I was affected, touched by her death. I wasn't a fan particularly, but it just was a reminder that we have not learned some very important lessons. I want to thank my support team, first the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer, and second my cheerleader in chief, my home station manager, that's KZSB AM 1290 right here in Santa Barbara, Les Carroll, for his constant help and support. Please follow me on Twitter, and please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, and join us anytime on my website. I want to remind you of my closing motto, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.